Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Welcome in to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. I'm your host, Dima Mixon, joined by my co-host, Bob Getty and Kelly Sanner. And yes, I am back in the studio producing this show somehow, some way. I don't know how I got trusted with that. But Bob, Kelly in the studio here in the Southern Bancorp studio in Hattiesburg, segment one, always sponsored in by our good friends over at Dickey's Barbecue Pit. You can go over there for some nice catering, go get some nice sides. I did that on Sunday. You know, we can't really go anywhere in it right now since we have a newborn, and I got some Dickey's, and it was just tremendous.
You know, he comes back his first day, he takes over.
Yeah.
He's producing the show, took over the studio.
It's kind of like, he's kind of like Arnold today. I'll be back. And Bob and I sitting out here in the outer chairs where we look like we're getting ready to play checkers at the Claiborne.
Yeah, like the sequel of Grumpy Old Men. Yeah. Me and Kelly sitting up at the top of the
So. That's us.
So, guys, what did I miss? I've been out a while.
Oh, my God. Well, first off,
no show yesterday. That was a good one.
Yeah, everybody missed that, didn't they? Yeah. We apologize for that. That was beyond the control of the three of us, but we're all back together now, and that's not going to happen anymore.
And Dima was out for an extended period of time because congratulations are in order.
Yes, let's hear about it.
Dima is a father.
Yeah. Let's hear about it, Dima.
It was absolutely the most special thing that's ever happened to me in my life outside of my wedding day. And, it was Father's Day night, okay? And we were at walk-ons. We were at a restaurant here in town, and and so my wife had been dealing with some, you know, a little bit of blood pressure issues throughout the entire pregnancy and things like that. And that blood pressure spiked a little bit. And once it spiked, we were told once if it were to spike since we were so late in the pregnancy to go ahead and head over to the hospital. So we did on Father's Day night. And about 12 hours later, Esther Louise was here at 2:53 p.m. on June 23rd, I believe, off the top of my head. All the days are kind of running together.
Well, I'm glad you didn't get too sappy with that description.
22nd.
Because I just had lunch, and I didn't want to have to yak all over that.
I could get more graphic with the description of what happened. It's been awesome. She, 3 weeks old yesterday, and so she's just a bundle of joy. She's a bundle of fresh air to us. And Mama's doing good. She's a wonderful mother. You start to love your wife in more ways than you even thought you could when you see her become a mom and start to care for a newborn. And then, obviously I've tried to keep up and help, and we're rolling along.
So and after 3 weeks, Bob, this child is talking already. First two words, trust fund. Out of the baby's mouth.
I thought they would have been Eagle Hour. Are you sure that isn't what she said, Eagle Hour?
I think she said Kelly Bob. That was her first
Kelly
word.
Bob, yeah. She's probably going to be really angry when she learns you had the opportunity to name her Kelly Bob and you pass. But don't blame us. We tried to tell
She'll
you.
Start crying when she finds out who her dad really is. You know?
So be honest now, Dima, how many hours sleep a night are you getting?
You know, it's honestly not been horrible. She sleeps. And, of course, I just let Cara deal with all that. I'm just kidding.
Hey, I was going to say, this new age father?
No. Yeah. No, I'm just messing with him. It's really not been bad. She sleeps those, 2 or 3 hour intervals and then wakes up for the feedings and all that stuff. And so it's not, every 15 minutes where she's waking up screaming and crying. She sleeps for 2 or 3 hours. Right. We're kind of on that, rotation, not rotation, but that cycle in your
so
head.
So she doesn't wake up frequently in the night screaming and crying like Kelly?
Well, that's throughout the day, too, for him.
Yeah, that's pretty much Kelly 24/7.
Bladder infections and things like that, it'll get to you.
We saw somebody bringing some checks in here for you. Are you going to take us to lunch later, maybe? Dinner? How about dinner?
They have to be deposited first.
Oh, I see. There's always... And let me guess. You don't have your wallet.
How did you know that, Bob?
Oh, I don't know.
Every dollar in my wallet has George Washington on it, because that's how old every one of those dollar bills is.
You know what? I actually do believe that. Yes,
I know there might be some people listening to the show saying, are you guys ever going to get to Southern Miss?
Well, Dima, let me tell you one thing, and I haven't had a chance to see you for a few weeks, and I confessed to Kelly the other day. I was poked a lot of fun at Kelly about watching the World Cup of soccer. Mm-hmm. So my son-in-law persuaded me to watch the really good game, England and Mexico.
Good game. Yep.
It hooked me.
Mm. Yeah.
And I've been watching them ever since, and I have to say I do find it pretty exciting. I do find it pretty interesting.
Is it one of the semis today and the other?
Yeah, I think it's at two.
Yeah.
Spain and somebody else.
And then Spain and France?
Yeah.
Today.
And then Argentina and England tomorrow.
Yes.
And then the final, I think, is Sunday. Sunday. Yeah. So
pretty good stuff, though. Yeah.
Any time, you know, you don't have to be a fan of a sport necessarily to enjoy seeing the world's very best. No matter what it is, if it's an actor, if it's an athlete, if they're the best in their field, it's really cool watching them do what they do. And it's amazing the body control, you know, that they have. And tonight, on a world stage, Team USA Baseball will be playing Korea. I think that starts at 10 o'clock tonight, our time. And I think that's where our Southern Miss guy is going to maybe see some action tonight. Graydon Harris?
Well, it's a great thing for Graydon Harris, and, you know, would love to hear what these kids think about being an opportunity to try out for the USA team, and especially Graydon, what his experience is going to be like when he comes back. Look forward to hearing him describe that.
And, of course, the Major League Amateur Draft took place over the weekend, where not only some Southern Miss players got taken, but some players from other schools in the state, which won't be top priority on this show. But there were some other Sun Belt players that were also selected. But one of the things that jumped out to me in the draft team, and we'll continue to talk about this in the next segment, was early in the season, you remember when the Eagles were off to such a good start baseball-wise, three or four of the top 10 players played against Southern Miss, and the Eagles whooped them all. You know, including the pitcher.
Jackson Flora. They didn't whip him, but
no, but
but nobody did.
And the Virginia center fielder,
Gracia,
he got taken very highly. And
shout out to EJ Liddell over at Oak Grove. EJ Booth, why did I say Liddell?
Yeah.
EJ Booth over at Oak Grove, top seven in the whole draft.
Go back to that Flora kid who pitched here the opening weekend. He turned out to be everything he was advertised to be, and it paid off big, right?
Oh, certainly. That was the best arm that I've ever seen, you know, in any of my games that I've ever covered. And it was, you know, probably one of the more – I always think back to that game a couple days before that game when we were about to interview Oz right before the Santa Barbara series, and Travis Creel comes walking up to me and Glenn. We were just kind of watching practice, and he comes up, and we were asking him about the pitchers for Santa Barbara, and he was like, well, these guys are pretty good, and then just ended it with saying, thanks, Oz, you know, because he was joking about his hitters not really having much of a chance against Jackson Flora. Nobody in the country. It's not a knock to Southern Miss, of course, but the draft, and honestly, guys, and I know we were going to maybe talk about this a little bit later. I know we have some Sun Belt football news to get to as well, but I really think when you think about this offseason, and I wrote a story about it yesterday, this might be the best case scenario for Southern Miss baseball, the way they got out of this.
I agree.
Get all three of your rotational arms back. You know, nobody entered the portal. Davis Gillespie, from all intents and purposes, doesn't seem to be signing any free agent deal. He wasn't taken in the draft, so he should be back next season. And then what they did in the transfer portal, as we've documented on this program, I mean, I think it's an absolute A+. Obviously, you lose Travis Creel to Jacksonville State, but, you know, they did what we all thought they were going to do and promoted Ladd Rhodes, and then brought in Cheesebro from State in Houston. So I think it's an A+ for Christian Ostrander, and not to mention they didn't lose any of their freshmen. Their class, there was a thought about Trey Barnes maybe getting drafted, all these players that were coming into the next class, and none of that happened. So they're going to get the whole class. They're getting all the rotational pieces back and Gillespie back. It's a great offseason for them.
When it came to Gillespie, the later the draft went on, the better it looked for Southern Miss, because let's just say that that Gillespie would have gotten drafted a little bit later on. The later rounds that you get taken, obviously, the money is less and less. So you were thinking the longer that Davis held on, you would think whatever any major league team might have offered, Southern Miss could have matched in NIL deals. So again, the longer the draft went on, the better it looked for Southern Miss, that the better the chances that Davis Gillespie would come back.
Yeah, and it's huge because now you have, you know, two mashers, you know, in your lineup between Dre Barrett, who should have an absolute spectacular season next year, especially what he did at the end of last season, but now Gillespie, and you can have that 3 and 4 hole hitters there and then start to piece together the rest of these transfers, maybe add in a freshman or two. I think fall ball is going to be real interesting because I think for the first time outside of left field where Gillespie will more than likely play again, you have every other position outside of catcher that could just be intertwined with each other because everybody can play these positions.
And for the record, Joey Urban did get drafted, and Colby Allen signed a free agent deal, and we can break some of these things down in our next segment.
Absolutely. Well, we're here at the Southern Maycor Studios in Hattiesburg. We want to remind you about Forest Healthcare. They remind you to keep up with your favorite team and it's fun this time of year. But don't forget about the most important player, that's you. Get an annual physical to be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org. We'll be right back here on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Stay with us.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top.
Second segment of the Eagle Hour is brought to you by Eagle Tire West. Former Southern Miss baseball player Matt Warren invites you to see him for premium Goodyear products and full auto truck service at Eagle Tire West, next to Smith Motor Company on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. Goodyear tires, full service, and big Southern Miss supporters. It's pretty hot outside, but you know, Kelly Santer, where would you go get some stuff for some home repair, home remodeling?
I would go to MCS Home Center.
Well, in fact, that's a good choice.
In fact, all the people that I hire, I recommend that they that they go there.
Ernesto and the guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Ernesto's got an open account there. They take pesos there, too, I think.
Well, if you take up Kelly's advice, and I wouldn't suggest it for everything, but certainly this, home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything you need for your next project. Home lawn or gardening is available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new improvement center with local folks eager to help you. 7329 Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
People always ask me, they go, does Ernesto even know that you talk about him on the air? I said, no, because they're sleeping right now.
And he doesn't speak English. So yeah, he wouldn't understand if you, even if you were saying it.
But I mean, and they start early in the day and they leave late, but it's siesta time or whatever. What is siesta?
Fiesta?
No, siesta. Your afternoon nap or whatever.
I think you're beginning to talk a little too much, Kelly. Yeah. This is generally where you get in a little. You get in the weeds a little bit, Kelly.
I'm the producer, so I can do that. And your mic's
turned my mic off.
No, that's the wrong one. There we go.
When you're producing, you learn to always have your finger on the Kelly switch.
Can you talk now, Kelly?
No. Oh, see how he turned it off.
Hey, all right. Sunbelt Media Day.
Yeah, it's tomorrow, but I want to finish up on baseball.
Okay, go ahead.
Because we didn't mention, we mentioned that Joey Urban got drafted, but we didn't say where. He got taken by the Toronto Blue Jays. Mm-hmm. And Colby Allen signed a free agent deal with Tampa Bay. People think that just because the draft is over, that it's very much like the NFL draft. I mean, the guys get taken, but they can sign free agent deals if they don't get drafted. And Colby did with Tampa Bay. And McCarty English also got taken.
And Drake Meeks as well. Drake Meeks selected by the Detroit Tigers. So there you go.
Okay, we do think the Davis Gillespie danger may be over because I think that's a huge piece coming back.
I think right now I feel pretty good about it. Of course, it could always articulate where you get one of those free agent deals, and it always seemed to me that if he ever got the chance, he would go. But as of now, I mean, it's looking like you're going to get him back outside of any surprises.
Is there a limit, Dima, on how long you can extend a free agent deal? Is there a deadline?
That's probably a Kelly question. I don't know the rules on that.
How long you can extend?
Is there a deadline after such and such?
No.
No more free agent.
No. No.
But I'm sure Oz doesn't want to leave it that chance, though. I'm sure he's going to sit down with Davis eventually and say, are you coming or not? Like, are you exploring free agent
but
deals?
But statistically, if they haven't heard from somebody by now, there's a large likelihood they're not going to hear from anybody.
Absolutely.
And, Dima, you mentioned that Media Day begins tomorrow in the Garden District in New Orleans, where the Sun Belt football teams will converge upon the Big Easy. The way the Sun Belt is...
He likes
There's
that.
So much power
He loves
now.
Having that cutoff switch of Kelly, I can tell.
Well, he's married. That cutoff switch, it ain't going to last long.
There's just so much power behind the board. Bob, I didn't realize how much power you had behind you.
It's a lot of power having the switch.
It's so big.
Yes, it's like nobody ever before.
They want to make a deal really bad.
So, billions and billions.
So we've the way the Sun Belt works it's made up of 2 days. And they alternate years, but this year the East Division will go tomorrow. And all of the coaching interviews and so on will be available on ESPN Plus. So if you want to follow Sun Belt Media Day, ESPN Plus tomorrow, the Eastern Division. And while we're on the Eastern Division, this is the way the preseason poll came out. Coaches poll. Yeah, the media poll doesn't come out until later today. But in the coaches poll, James...
Dan Madison.
Yes, came out number one. In the East, which to me, I mean, there's a lot of rebuild going on here at James Madison, but I assume with Billy Napier coming in from Florida, who won the league when he was coach at Louisiana, and the fact that James Madison kind of has been the dude the last couple of years, James Madison polled first. Old Dominion, second. Ricky Ronnie, probably one of the most underrated coaches, I think, in the league.
And I do want to give a preview of the media poll. We are putting that on for the first time this year. Inaugural media poll, the Pine Belt News, is polled over 20 to 25 representatives over all across the Sun Belt to get a media poll, because we've always had the coaches poll. That will be available soon on social media, and you can go look at it. But a quick preview, James...
Damn, Madison.
Yeah.
Might also be coming out of the East in the media poll.
All right, so James Madison won in the media poll. Old Dominion, or the coaches poll, rather. Old Dominion 2. Marshall, 3rd.
Yeah.
And, of course, a lot of the reason that Marshall's getting some love in the East is their quarterback. Carlos Del Rio Wilson was named by the coaches the preseason offensive player of the year. Marshall came in 3rd. Georgia Southern, 4th. Coastal Carolina, 5th. How about App State in 6th? Try that on for size. Yeah. When has App State ever been projected that low? And Georgia State, poor little Georgia State, Bob's favorite member of the Sun Belt Conference.
Why are they still in the Sun Belt? Can anyone answer that for me?
The ATL, baby.
I guess that's it.
Then in the Western Division teams will be featured at Media Day on Thursday. And, of course, the way that it turned out, Southern Miss is going to be the last team featured on Thursday. So I feel bad because normally once the media kind of does their interviews – and kind of then they pack up and we'll catch flights and things to go home. So usually whoever that last team is, there just aren't a lot of people there in New Orleans to be there. But the way the Western Division came out, Troy, number one, and here again, when you look at Troy, defensive player of the year projected for Troy, the defensive lineman Donnie Smith. They also got the special teams player of the year, the punter Evan Crenshaw, who had just ridiculous numbers last year, and he's back as the punter. So two of those three preseason players of the year play for the Trojans. Troy was projected to go or finish first. Louisiana projected to go number 2. Arkansas State in 3rd. Louisiana Tech fourth, and I'm a little bit surprised that Louisiana Tech didn't get picked a little higher, considering the season they had last year. I think we're going to get to see, and we can talk about this, the quality of football in Conference USA compared to Sun Belt. You know, is there going to be that big of a difference? But Louisiana Tech fourth, Southern Miss fifth, according to the coaches, in the West, South Al and Louisiana Monroe round out the Western Division.
And we should also note that Southern Miss got a first-place vote in that coaches poll, which is quite surprising in my opinion, but I was a little surprised by them placed fifth over South Alabama, because, I mean, the mantra would be that Southern Miss would be one of the lower teams in the West, just based on preseason, you know, whatever the word is for that, personifications.
Prognostications.
Thank you.
Yeah. You were homeschooled. We understand.
I was. And I've also had baby brain over the last 3 weeks. But, yeah, no, I was kind of surprised to see them above South Alabama. Not saying that they won't finish that way, just from, like you said, the preseason prognostications. But I think what I take away from that poll is I wanted to have it. This is, to me, not so much a James Madison discussion, but a Troy discussion of how well they've done in the Sun Belt over the last year.
I mean, Hard to argue.
When you think of their baseball team, you know, getting to the World Series, you think of their basketball team getting to the NCAA tournament, their football team came to the Rock last season, beat Southern Miss, went to James Madison for the Sun Belt Championship, and now, you know, a lot of that team returning. Man, I mean, you think about Troy Athletics right now, and we talk a lot about James Madison, but Troy's kind of making a name for themselves in the West right now.
And we've got scheduled interviews with all of the coaches from the West, of course, and a couple of the Eastern Division teams that Southern Miss will play. And doing some prep work prior to doing these interviews later on in the week, one of the things that has stood out to me is the number of teams in the Sun Belt. Southern Miss, now it's been well known, 71 new players. But look, it's not like all these other teams, you guys, are loaded with people coming back.
Right.
I mean, even when you talk about the East, James Madison,
yeah,
they lost a lot of people. Yep. There is so much rebuilding going on, but I'm beginning to think that there is now enough data from past years that this is going to happen every single year. Not necessarily to the degree that Southern Miss was 71 players, but just about every team has had to reload the entire roster.
So what are the things that will be on the minds of you that the two guys here are going to be covering? And I'll be doing the show here, and we'll be getting live reports tomorrow from New Orleans. Let me start with you, Kelly. What are the main things that you want to ask Keith Gill?
Actually, it's not even a football question. I want to ask about the basketball dysfunction that is apparently going on and how he will react to that. And he might just say, look, this is a football discussion, but when we get him in a one-on-one interview, if he doesn't answer it in front of the crowd, I'll ask him there.
Damon, what's your number one thing?
To ask the commissioner?
Yeah.
I think you got to start with baseball and say, listen, this is probably the best sport for the Sun Belt. Why isn't it, you know, invested in a little bit more? Your commentators aren't at the Sun Belt tournament in baseball. You know, you don't have a Sun Belt baseball media day. Your two top teams in Coastal and Southern Miss don't even play each other. There needs to be a little bit more effort there. So that's going to be my thoughts. When we come back, we'll talk more about Sun Belt media day and what we're going to ask Blake Anderson and the two players that he is bringing on to the to New Orleans. And we'll have all that and more stuff when we come back on the other side of this break.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss.
Oh, man. Having fun. Go ahead, Dima.
Third segment sponsored by DBAT in Hattiesburg. You can take your family over there and the air conditioning and get some swings. They also have a weight room, you know, that's kind of off to the side. You can go off to the right, and there's a big weight room. I know Kelly would not have any idea what that.
Do
you even know what a weight room is?
I know what weight is.
Oh yeah,
you know where the snack bar is, though.
I do know that. Yeah.
Anyways, but you can go enjoy DBAT. We thank them for their sponsorship. Also, you can listen to this podcast over again if you have any reason to.
It'll be uploaded.
It may or may not be. Who knows? Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, or Siri will play this silly show for you guys, and we do appreciate all of our listeners who listen to that. Yeah. We were talking about Sunbelt Media Day and how Kelly and I are going to be making the trip down to New Orleans tomorrow and Thursday. We talked about what we wanted to talk about with the commissioner, Keith Gill. But Kelly, you have a one-on-one interview with Blake Anderson and the players that he's bringing, which is Davis Dalton and Mathis Haygood. And I also do too. What is the number one thing you're going to ask Blake Anderson when you see him face to face on Thursday afternoon?
What's the number one thing on his punch list this fall?
Quarterback.
Well, I don't know that I don't know that they'll say that, but that's certainly the most pressing concern, I would think.
Yeah.
And from all indications, when you talk to coaches and coaches from other teams, they say that they expect that there to be a good, healthy competition. But Ethan Hampton, you know, comes here from Illinois. Would you not think, if just logically speaking, if you're going to make a move, you'd want some kind of assurance that you got a really good chance of being that guy rather than take the chance of not coming, you know, not leaving where you were before. So, but John White, his homework assignment over the last year or so was to get his arm stronger. That has happened. I think John White is kind of the, and this is just my read on it, guys, interested in your feedback. I think John White is kind of the emotional favorite. I mean, whoever's the best guy for the job, obviously you want on the field, but I think he's the emotional favorite. But wide open quarterback situation.
Dima, is there a position group on the team that is the most critical to get rebuilt, or is it, and I hate to say this, and I'm not in any way making fun of the situation, but is it the entire team that has to be rebuilt?
It's the entire team. But when you look at the whole offense in general, I think they're in a somewhat of a decent shape. I mean, you have quarterbacks all with returning production, which is important, especially when you're having 71 new players. You have a good running back room, not a lot of proven talent back there, but you have some guys who can do some stuff. We saw that in the spring. Your wide receivers are probably the biggest question mark, your skill guys on the outside. You know, Davis Dalton, he's headed down to New Orleans for media days. You know, historically, he's in, and it's just the way it's been for him in his career, but he's dealt with a lot of injuries. You know, it hasn't been healthy. So, I mean, the question for him is, how do you plan to stay healthy this year? Is there something different you're doing? You know, all these things. And so, and he wasn't particularly 100% in the spring, you know, as far as health. And then on the defensive side, that to me is the biggest question mark of this team. You have a first-year defensive coordinator who's never, you know, coached plays before, that was elevated from special teams coordinator from last season, and Joe Bolden. You have a ton of new faces on the defensive side of the ball. You know, who a lot of times in spring were burned at times and things like that. So when I answer that question that I just proposed to Kelly about, you know, what's the number one thing I want to hear from Blake is, you know, what have you seen from the spring game until now? What is the difference in your team that you saw in the spring game that you see now, or that you guys did over the summer, whether or not that's weight and conditioning, whether or not you're seeing more arm talent from your quarterbacks, maybe that's more speed from your boundary receivers, all of those things. And in fall camp, you know, what are your priorities? Do you want to tackle, you know, much more than his predecessor, Charles Huff? You know, they didn't tackle really at all in fall camp at all because he wanted to spare his defense. Are you going to tackle more? Are you going to have any live reps with your quarterbacks? Are you going, you know, there's a bunch of things that we just haven't heard from him because, you know, we haven't talked to him a lot.
Well, Huff specifically didn't have his guys tackle a lot because he didn't want them getting hurt because he was going to have his furniture moved within the next 5 or 6 months.
Well,
so they weren't going to.
I sure missed you guys.
Yeah. But here's something that I think is encouraging news, though, for Southern Miss. Because when you talk to Southern Miss football fans, they go, man, all of our guys that we got in here, they're transferring in, a lot of them are D2 guys. But here's the good news. When you look at all of the other Sun Belt rosters going into the fall, and that's something in doing my research for these coaching interviews that I'm going to do, just about every team in the league is faced with that same situation where they've got a lot of D2 guys that they've had to go get remember that Southern Miss only needs to compete, I shouldn't say only, but they're in the Sun Belt. So those are the teams that you need to beat. So when you look at the other rosters of other teams, Southern Miss is not at any disadvantage as far as, now they have more players that they had to go get, but of the same level, the Division II, the 1AA guys, just about every team has those same numbers. So Southern Miss does not go in at a big disadvantage as far as that goes. You might not have heard of some of these schools, but when you look at the other rosters in the Sun Belt, you haven't heard of those schools either. So normally you'd think, oh man, that's a bad sign if we're going to get guys from schools I've never heard of. Not necessarily, because again, other teams are in that same boat.
Well, I think that argument works most of the time, but I think the problem with that line of thinking is that the other teams that you're mentioning have other guys too, that they're not depending solely on all those other players that they're getting in the portal.
But not many, Dima.
Well, I mean, when you think
other
about,
than Troy, I mean,
yeah, but when you think about a lot of these other teams, they still have more returning production from last season.
Fair enough.
Southern Miss is the last team in the whole country with returning production. So
right.
It's not only that they're having to go get all these other guys. It'd be different, in my opinion, if your secondary, your wide receivers, your running backs were all new. And then the rest of your team was somewhat, you had some familiar faces. But Southern Miss right now, every single position is a new face, a new player, a new starting role. Every single one. And that is certainly something that when you look at teams across the Sun Belt, that's not happening.
But when you look at James Madison and Old Dominion, for example, when you look at the people they've got coming back, all of their two deeps, just about every one of their starters, are new guys. So there is some returning production, but it is not so overwhelming
right.
in that production that I don't think that it can't be managed.
Fair to say this is the first time that has ever happened at Southern Miss.
Yeah, I think so.
With it in this new landscape, certainly. Yeah, and it's not something that you want to, a situation you want to be in. But again, it's not even with the teams that have kept their coaches. Butch Jones at Arkansas State's been there a while. Ricky Ronnie at Old Dominion going into his sixth season. So just because those guys have been there longer than Coach Anderson, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're keeping any more of their players than anybody else.
Another positive, too, is that Blake Anderson has done this before.
Sure. Yes.
He has rebuilt teams before in different leagues, and he clearly is a man that knows how to get this done.
Yeah.
I think my concern is how much leeway will he be given by the fan base.
Well, he doesn't care about that, but yeah, that's certainly an issue. But we've seen it before. I mean, we've seen, to Kelly's point, we've seen before teams, and I think in of ULM specifically, maybe a couple seasons ago, where they brought in 60 new players of team, and nobody had ever heard of them, and they started the season like 4-1, 5-1. You know, so sometimes it works where you have all these new players, you find these skill positions, and then they just start kind of clicking, you know? And so I don't know if that's going to happen this year, and I think that's the problem is you just don't know what to expect. So your preseason projection is don't expect much, but hey, you know, they may surprise you.
Let me ask both of you guys a general question. I've not gone to Media Day down there in New Orleans like you guys have. Does the league do a good job of presenting its football program?
I think so. I've always been very impressed with the production they do down there in Media Day. Number one, the food is always fantastic. And number two,
You stole my line.
Well, that's why I'm going both days, because I used to go the day after you went. There was none left. So.
Yes, smart.
So.
And I have asked the same question about baseball.
Yeah.
I'm going, what?
How is that possible? They don't have a media day for baseball.
Yeah, and they
generally have a media day for basketball, right?
They had one.
Now they have three nationally prominent baseball teams. You got to put Troy in that
category
now.
Absolutely.
And I think about 3 years ago, they did the same format for basketball where players would go down and they're all dressed to the nines, you know, with the coach. But now basketball is just on television, ESPN+.
Yeah.
They don't have a media day for basketball.
No. Yeah. No.
And they did a couple years ago.
Yeah, but they stopped it. And I asked Coach Ladner about that one time, and he said, money. It just comes down to money. It costs money to fly these athletes there, put them up for a couple of nights, and the coaches. If you have to choose one or the other, I don't know if it would be insulting to basketball fans that baseball would be chosen over basketball.
Yeah.
But when you look at, if you base it on national prominence, baseball absolutely should have its own should have a media day.
I think
day.
All three should have it.
Yeah.
Myself.
Right.
You've got to be a major conference. You got to do things in a big time way.
I just still can't get over the fact that you don't have commentators at the Sun Belt baseball tournament. I know that I've like overstated that enough, but the fact they're not even there, I mean, that's just still just so ridiculous to me.
And there's some, Dima, when you say that, there might be some people going, what do you mean they're not there?
They're not physically there.
So
the commentators are commentating the game from New Orleans.
So
game in Montgomery.
Yeah. So for example, if you're sitting in your living room watching the game,
you have the same exact view as the commentators of the game does.
Yeah. So it doesn't make any sense for sure. Yeah. And is I really want to see the Tech experience. And next week we're going to have on the voice of Louisiana Tech to talk with us. Comparing the quality of football in Conference USA now compared to the Sun Belt, they'll be the first ones to be able to really tell you in the current landscape how that works out.
More on the Eagle Hour next. You're tuned in.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs, all from Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. If you ever want to see one, Bob Getty owns one, and I've actually ridden inside of it. Kelly hadn't gotten near it, but
yeah. Why when I go by your car, they're always like the velvet ropes around it.
I don't know. The locks just seem to
bolt
down.
Do not.
Can I do a personal testimonial about that?
Certainly.
About two of our clients. Yes, I have a Genesis that I bought from Genesis of Hattiesburg, and before I took my grandchildren back yesterday, a 10-hour round trip, I had new tires, front end alignment done at Eagle Tire West.
Right.
My car drove like a dream. It was a 10-hour, 80-mile-an-hour journey, and they do great work. Those are great cars. They do great work at Eagle Tire West. So they're very efficient and very concerned that you're satisfied with the work they do.
Of course, cars do tend to last, Bob, when you get to be our age and you drive 40 on the interstate. You know?
Yes, correct. Yes, my drag racing days were long since.
And is it legal for a Mixon to be talking about a Genesis?
I don't know about that.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Moet Vignette Company is also another sponsor of the Eagle Hour. And Kelly, what is the flavor of the month over there? Kelly.
Strawberry and peach.
Wow. Well, have you had any strawberry and peach? Enjoyed it?
Could be.
Okay.
Come on, Dave. It's the 13th, 14th of the month. Yeah. He's had four or five strawberries.
That's
and
right. You can check them out at 2902 Hardy Street or on Facebook at Moet Vignette Company in Hattiesburg. Guys, as we end the show today, just wanted to say thank you all for allowing me to take off a couple of weeks to enjoy time with my wife with the newborn. I feel like I have, you know, just stepped in that new phase of life. I don't even feel as young as I did 3 weeks ago before she came. And I've had about just every bodily function thrown up on me at this point. So
yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we looked at it this way. We had a new member of the Eagle Hour family. Came into the world with us.
And, yeah, between you getting married and then being a father so soon, dude, you are so toast for about the next 20 years. You're done.
We're glad you're back, Dave.
Yeah.
You round the show out beautifully, and we're just glad everything's okay. We know the baby was a little early, wasn't she?
She was. And the delivery process was rough, but the Lord brought us through it. You know, everything is perfect. Baby's healthy. We had her two-week appointment last week, and she's great. Gaining weight, you know, eating good, and all that stuff, and Mama's doing great. So everything is good.
And you did something we did at the 4th of July. I was really delighted to see that. I saw your family picture last night with you, Corey, the baby, and the dog, family dog.
Mm-hmm.
our family pictures at the 4th of July, we had my daughter's family dog, and it was so funny. Every time we lined up to do the picture, he'd come right around the back of us, and he would get right between one of us and just stare right at the camera like, hey, hey, what about me? So we thought, I think having the family dog rounds out the family picture.
Absolutely does. Minnie is a part of our family, and she is a beautiful dog, and she sat right down where I told her to, and then the person who was taking our photos, you know, the click, click, click that you hear when you're, you know, taking photos. I think Minnie heard that, and she kind of perked up, and he got the perfect shot of our family.
If only Kelly would mind like that.
No,
ask him to line
I'm just so glad
something.
You don't have any photos of me on the 4th of July. I don't tend to look very good blacked out, face down in dirt.
You were with your daughter and her family. You weren't face down in her dirt.
Might have been.
But. Just a couple minutes left. Final thoughts, Sunbelt Media Days this week. It's always it's a little bit early, I think, this year than it has been in the past. But, Kelly, we'll go to you, then to Bob, then me. If there's anything you want to take away from Southern Miss's time, what would it be? If there's just one thing that you leave in there feeling like, I'm going to feel good if he says this.
I just his whole demeanor.
Yeah.
Because lots of times words are said and you can tell they're empty. Whatever Blake Anderson, from what we've known of him, you guys, has been very forthright. Mm-hmm. I mean, he really bared his soul a couple of times on this show. So I respect him greatly. I just want him to shoot straight with folks, give real, which I anticipate that he will do, and that just that basic truth and straightforwardness will encourage people to get behind him and his program.
I want to hear Coach Anderson talk about bringing some stability back to the football program. I hope that what we hear from him is he's here for a while. He has no intention of up and leaving, that this will not be an overnight process, but that he is going to build the football program back in the right way and finally get the program moving back in the direction that the community so badly wants to see it go.
That is such a great argument, and that was exactly what I was going to say. I'm not even kidding, because, you know, there's been a lot of just, man, this is the third head coach in 4 years. You know, it's been a rough decade for Southern Miss football, really rough decade. And one thing about this Blake Anderson hire that I just remember thinking to myself when they announced it was, this is a guy who isn't going to be looking for Auburn next year. This is a guy that isn't going to be looking for, you know, Texas or whatever crazy job that Charles Huff thought he could get after coming here. You know, he's here for a couple of years to hopefully bring some stability to this program. And I would feel good if he said that. Said, listen, even if this year doesn't go as planned, even if this year, you know, theoretically isn't as great of a year as we want it to be, I'm here next year. We're going to build it up next year. We're going to do this next year and all these things.
Real quick, if you want them to win one game and one game only, you want them to win, which one?
Alcorn State.
Because it's the first one?
Yeah.
How about Tulane?
Well, we'll see. Bob will be here tomorrow. Kelly and I will be in New Orleans, but I have more diapers to change. But thanks so much for tuning into the Eagle Hour today and listening to me produce it. I thought I did a decent job.
Yeah, well done. Southern Miss.
To the top.
To the top. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.